Please do, brothers and sisters.
可以请服侍的姊妹帮我们把 slide 打出来。 我们再读两节两段圣经，刚才我们读了马太福音第四章。
We'll read a few more verses.
请大家打开你的圣经，我们翻到希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。 如果有没有圣经的，请招待的弟兄传一下。希伯来书第十章，我们一起念，从第五节念到第十四节。
We'll read from verse 5 to verse 14.
我可以先念，我们可以念中文的，一起念中文，然后请五雷弟兄带我们念英文。We'll
read Chinese first and then English.
我们一起来。 所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了。以上说，祭物和礼物、燔祭和赎罪祭是你不愿意的，也是你不喜欢的。 这都是按着律法献的，后又说：“我来了，为要照你的旨意行。”可见他是除去在先的，为要立定在后的。我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督，只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。燔祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭。 就在神的右边坐下了，从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。Hebrews
chapter 10 verse 5 to 14. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but a body you prepare for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased." Then I said, "Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, O God." First he said, "Sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, although the law required them to be made." Then he said, "Here I am. I have come to do your will." He sets aside the first to establish the second. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Since that time he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool, because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
我们再读一处，在马太福音十一章。
We also read Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章，我们念刚才希伯来书那里是主耶稣的一个祷告。 马太福音十一章，这里是主耶稣的另一个祷告。This
is another prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ.
马太福音十一章二十五节到三十节，我们翻到也是一起来念中文，然后念英文。那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。” 父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此，一切所有的都是我父交付我的。除了父，没有人知道子；除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。 因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。我们再有一点简单的祷告。
Let us still have a simple word of prayers.
父啊，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
因为你说你的心意像聪明通达人就隐藏起来，像婴孩就显露出来。
Because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and you reveal them to the little children.
主啊，我们承认许多时候我们都愿意做聪明通达的人。
Lord, we admit that many times we want to be the wise and the learned.
许多时候我们觉得属灵的事为于主。
Oh, many times we feel like the spiritual things
is foolish.
It's foolish.
主，我们来到你的面前，我们求你更换我们的心思。
Lord, we come before you and may you change our mind.
主啊，有一件事情我们是确定的，我们愿意来听你的话。
There's one thing that we are certain that we want to hear your words.
但是我们求你加给我们愿意背十字架的心。
And we pray you give us a heart that willing to carry your the cross.
主啊，让真是你的呼召能够，你呼召门徒的呼召也能够成为今天我们的呼召。
May your callings for your disciples be the calling for us today also.
叫我们每一个人都能靠着你的恩典，我们起来跟随你。
So by your grace we can rise and follow you.
主啊，我们承认我们是何等的软弱，我们是何等的贫穷。
Lord, we are so weak and poor.
但是我们相信父将万有都交给他的儿子。
But we believe Father has given everything to His Son.
我们的主他也乐意把他自己来赐给我们每一个人。
And the Lord are willing to give Himself to everyone who seeks Him.
所以我们靠着你的恩典，我们仰望你，求主赐下从你而来的话。
So by your grace we look upon you that you will bestow your words.
叫我们饥渴的心得到饱足，叫我们刚硬的心在你面前软化。
To satisfy our hungry hearts and soften our hardened heart.
主啊，不让我们一次又一次听了，我们又转头回去忘记。
Don't let us just go away after we hear your words.
主啊，我们愿意来跟随这位有永生之道的主。
Lord, we are willing to follow this Lord who has the eternal words.
求你鉴察我们，也听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
May you search us and listen our prayers.
Amen. 今天的题目，我想如果大家都忘记的话，只要记得这个题目，我们一起来念主耶稣的这句话：来跟从我，这是主对门徒的呼召。
Today, the topic today, just look at this simple verse, the calling of our Lord to his disciples. Come and follow me.
那我在祷告要交通什么的时候，我想我心里有几个负担。
When I was praying for what to share, I have several burdens.
我觉得，我们包括我自己在内，我们常常有三个难处。
Including myself, we often have three difficulties.
第一个，我们常常以我们自己为，这是一些消极的话。第一个，我们常常以我们自己为中心。
First thing is we are often self-centered.
我们觉得一切都是为着我。
We feel like everything is around myself.
我们觉得主也是为着我。
We feel like even the Lord is for me.
不错，圣经是说主为着我们，但是圣经还有一句说我们也是为着主。
Truly, the scripture says that the Lord is for me, but also I is for the Lord.
那我想常常我们觉得我们找不到主，因为我们在世界的里面，我们的心在这个世界上。
Many times we cannot find our Lord because our heart is in this world.
使徒约翰说，若有人爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
Apostle John said, if anyone who loves this world and the heart who loves the Father is not in him.
第二个难处，我们常常愿意来爱神。
Second difficulty is, often we are willing to love the Lord.
我们愿意做一个好的基督徒。
We're willing to be a good Christian.
但是常常我们仍然是像法利赛人一样，我们是想要靠律法的义。
But yet still we are like Pharisees who want to live a righteousness of myself.
什么叫做律法的义呢？就是我们知道神的标准，我们就觉得我可以照着这个标准去做。
We want to live by a righteousness from the Lord. What is like that is we know a standard and we want to just follow that standard.
我们常常我们的祷告是我不怎么行。
And often we pray that I'm not so good.
但是我们不能说我不行。
But we never say I'm not good.
所以这个就比那个爱世界更难，主在我们身上更难对付。
It is harder to deal with this.
因为蒙恩信主的人，多半我们心里都非常的清楚，我们什么时候爱世界，我们什么时候爱父的心不在我们里面，我们自己心里知道。
And as a Christian, we know that if we love this world, the heart of loving the Father is not within us.
但是这个依靠肉体、依靠律法可以称义的这一个是啊，包装的很好，我们很难发现。
But yet still we rely on our flesh, we rely on the law to satisfy God.
那第三个难处，这个更难，就是我们常常说我们愿意爱主，我们愿意服侍主。但是我在我们身上没有踏踏实实的跟从。
And the third difficulty, which I believe is the hardest, is we have the willingness, but we don't have the reality in us.
我们在主的面前并不认真。
We are not serious about it.
我们在主的面前并不绝对。
We are not absolute before the Lord.
当然，我们的绝对都是相对的。
Of course, our absolute is always relative.
但是常常我们的眼睛是看着别人。
But many times our eyes are upon others.
常常我们觉得难处是在别人的身上。
Many times we feel like the difficulties come from others.
那这一个也是我们常常的难处。
This is oftentimes our difficulty.
我消极的话，我不敢多讲，我只讲这么多。
I dare not to say too much negative words.
但是积极的，神不但要把我们从消极的里面带出来。
But our God will save us from these negativities.
十字架不但要来对付世界，对付肉体，也对付我们的己。
Cross will not only deal the world and our flesh and ourself.
更宝贵的，主要带我们走一条荣耀的道路。
The more precious, the Lord will lead us to go the way.
但是这条路我们不走，我们不会觉得荣耀。
If we do not follow him in this way, we will not have glory.
像文士和法利赛人，他们永远不知道跟从主的宝贵。
Just likeScribes and Pharisees, they will never know how precious it is to follow the Lord.
只有门徒，只有那些贴近耶稣的，他们能够看见耶稣所行的神迹，他们能够听见耶稣开启的话语。
Only the disciples, only those who are close to the Lord, they can see the signs that the Lord performed, and they can truly follow the Lord.
所以我想我们就交通到门徒这一件事情。
So today I want to share about discipleship.
那在圣经里面，中文有很多的图。
So in the scripture, you can see many words about this ship.
首先有信徒。
So you have believers.
就是信耶稣的人。
Those who believe Jesus.
或者有信心的，对耶稣有信心的人。
Or those who have faith on Jesus.
那保罗对提摩太说，他说永生的神是万人的救主，他更是信徒的救主。
The apostle.Told Timothy that the living God he is the Savior of all, but also especially Savior to the believers.
然后他说你要做信徒的榜样。
So to be the example for the believers.
我没有仔细去查，但是大概最起码可以找到22个地方。
So I didn't search thoroughly, but there are at least 22 places.
但是信徒不是一个专有名词。
But believer is not a special term.
所有地方说到信徒，原文都是一，要么是动词，要么是形容词。
In the original language, when the word believer is mentioned, it's always like a verb or a descriptive word.
就是相信的，那就是信徒。
Those who believe.
那对耶稣有信心的，那就是信徒。
Those who have faith on Jesus.
那第二个图。
The second.
信徒我们很容易接受说我是信徒。那第二个图是圣徒。
It's easy for us to say we are believers, but the second word is saints.
那保罗说什么叫教会呢？教会就是在耶稣基督里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的。
In Paul's language, what are the church? The church is those who sanctify in Christ Jesus and call to his holy.
所以不止 Saint Peter 是 saint,St. Paul is saint.
So not only St. Peter or St. Paul is saint.
其实我们每一个人都是圣徒。
Every one of us is saint.
圣徒在圣经里面用了62次。
So this word has been referred 62 times in the scripture.
但是今天在我们的口里, 我相信信徒可能是60几次, 那圣徒可能是62次, 圣徒可能是2次。
But in our own mouths, probably we refer to believers 62 times, but only refer to saints only 2 times.
我们觉得信徒很容易接受,但是圣徒很难接受。
We can accept that I'm a believer, but it's harder to accept I'm a saint.
圣徒也不是一个名词。
Also, saint is not just a term.
那你去找也通通是形容词。
There are adjectives.
就是那一些被分别出来的。 那一些被主的血洁净的, 他们因为分别出来的缘故, 所以他们叫做圣徒。
Those who have been sanctified, those who have been separated.
那第三个词就是门徒。
The third word is disciple.
门徒, 门徒的意思就是学的人。
The meaning is those who learn from someone.
就是learner。
Learner.
就是学生。
A student.
这是一个专有名词。
This is a special term.
所以真正名词用在信耶稣的人身上, 圣经里, 就是这一个字, 门徒。
This is a only noun used to describe those who follow Jesus.
那我们的感觉怎么样? 我们觉得我们是不是门徒?
So how do we feel about it? Do we feel like I'm a disciple?
那门徒在圣经里用了多少次呢?
How many times it has been referred in the scripture?
252次。
252 times.
那我再复习一遍, 信徒用了22次。
So believer, 22 times.
圣徒用了62次。
Saints, 62 times.
但是门徒用了252次。
The disciples, 252 times.
我们因为最近在读, 我想这也是感觉对门徒感觉比较多的, 原因我们最近读路加福音, 然后刚刚把约翰福音读完。
Recently we are studying the Gospel of Luke, and probably that's one of the reasons we feel special about this word, disciple.
使徒约翰讲了许多门徒关于门徒很宝贵的事情。
Apostle John talked a lot of precious things about disciples.
有3句我们很熟悉的圣经, 你可以把它放在一起。
There are 3 verses that we are very familiar. You can put them together.
主耶稣说, 你们若遵守我的话, 就真是我的门徒了。
Jesus said that if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples.
这是约翰福音第8章的话。
That's in John chapter 8.
然后主耶稣说, 你们若有彼此相爱的心, 众人就认因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
Jesus also said, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
这是约翰福音13章的话。
That's in John 13.
然后主耶稣说, 你们多结果子, 我父就因此得荣耀, 你们也就是我的门徒了。
And Jesus said, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples.
这是约翰福音15章的话。
This is in John chapter 15.
我相信如果我们仔细去思想, 使徒约翰给我们的这一些主自己的话, 所以常常说到门徒都是主自己来说, 那如果我们去思想主自己的话, 我相信我们就懂得怎么样做门徒。
If we ponder on laws and words, we will understand how to be a disciple.
那还有2个图, 我想我就故意漏掉, 大家可以自己去找。
So there are 2 other referrings, I will skip here.
但是有一个圣经里没有的, 但是人常常讲的, 我们不要做教徒。
There's one word that's often referred, but not in the scripture, that we want to be just a practitioner of a religion.
Yeah. 这个英文很难翻, 但是中文常常会讲,你信教啦, 他是信教的, 他是一个教徒。
So many times people refer you as the believer of a religion.
那当我听见有时候我的朋友这样说的时候, 我嘴上不好意思讲, 但是我心里面我拒绝这一个名称。
Many times I heard my friends refer me as that. I feel like it's harder to correct, but in my heart I refuse to be referred like that.
因为教都是人立的。
Because religion is by man.
但是信心是神给的。
But faith is by God.
所以我想我们是信徒，我们是圣徒，我们是门徒，但是我们不是教徒。
So we are believers, we are saints, and we are disciples. We are not just someone who follow religion.
那我想有另外三处也是主耶稣说的话，我们就
There are three other places.
进一步来看什么叫做门徒。
Then we can look a little further what is disciple.
在马太福音大家非常熟悉的圣经28:19-20，主耶稣这么说。
We are very familiar with Matthew chapter 28.
他说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”
Go and make disciples of all nations.
那怎么让他们做我的门徒呢？有两个。第一个，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
那第二个，凡我所教训你们的，都教导他们遵守。
Teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
所以我讲我只是用这一节啊，我们不仔细去思想。我用这一节就说，门徒就是学生。
So by this verse, I think I can conclude that disciple is a student, is a learner.
所以主耶稣说，你们要教训，要教导他们，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教导他们遵守。
So that's why here Jesus said, "Teach them to obey everything I've commanded you."
但是你发现很奇怪，不是只有这么一句，前面还有一句。
But not only that, there's a verse before that.
要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Spirit and of the Son.
换句话说，如果你不从耶稣基督十字架这个门入门做学生的话，你没有办法做这个学校的学生。
That is to say, if you don't enter through the door of the cross of Jesus Christ, you cannot be such a student.
所以我用一句俗话， it's a home school.
So I will use a common saying, it is a home school.
这是一个家庭的学校，你一定要是这个家庭的 member， 是这个家庭的孩子，你才能够在这个学校里面学习。
So you truly should be a member of the family to be in this school.
所以当尼哥底母来到主耶稣的面前，他说，我知道你是从神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的若是没有神与你同在，无人能行。
So that's why when Nicodemus came before Jesus and said, I know that God sends you to be the teachers among us, because what you performed cannot be done without God.
那尼哥底母他自己是一个老师，是一个知识分子。
And Nicodemus himself is a teacher.
所以他来到耶稣面前，他就觉得耶稣，我就是要听你的好道理。
So when he came before Jesus, what in his mind is he wanted to listen to Jesus' teaching.
但是耶稣怎么跟他说？
But what Jesus said to him,
他说，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
He said that a man cannot see the kingdom of God without born again.
人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
If one is not born of the Spirit and the water, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以这是我们所要提醒的。来教会不是要做一个好人。
So that is what I want to remind you. We are not just want to be a good person.
或者说你只是人来听听，不会让你成为一个好人。
Or let it say it this way, just by hearing,
在神面前没有办法成为一个真正的好人，没有办法进神的国，除非我们得着一个新的生命。
Just by hearing some good messages wouldn't make you a good man, unless that we truly be born again.
除非我们换一个人。
Unless we be a new person.
我们怎么能够换一个生命？
How can we get a new life?
那有一位他为我们把他的生命给我们。所以圣经说，那是主耶稣在那里对尼哥底母说的，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because there is one who is willing to give his own life to us, just like Jesus said to Nicodemus, God so loved the world that he gave his only son to this world, so that whoever believes him shall not perish but have eternal life.
那第二节圣经给我们另外一个原则，在路加福音14:27。
There's another verse in Luke 14.
主耶稣说，凡不背着十字架跟从我的，就不能做我的门徒。
Anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
那你说，如果我们已经重生信主以后，就可以做主的门徒了吗？主耶稣自己的话告诉我们，若不经过十字架，我们就不能做主的门徒。
Probably you would think that after we're born again, we are become disciples automatically. But here Jesus said that anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
那我不是一个好的学生。
I'm not a good student.
我在小学的时候，我是一个两面派。
In elementary school, I'm kind of double-sided.
因为我妈妈就在我上的那个小学长大，所以我从小是在妈妈眼皮底下长大。
Because my mother also teaches in that particular elementary school I was in.
所以我考试的分数她比我先知道。
So it's a special situation. Every time she knows my grade earlier than me.
所以到了初中，我就好像一只笼中小鸟就解放了。
So when I enter the middle school, I feel like I'm a bird out of the cage.
然后我没有好好读书，结果考试考了七十几分。
So I didn't study very well, and my score is around kind of 70.
那成绩单要父母签字，我就自己把名字爸爸妈妈名字签上去了。
Because many times the grade sheet, the school require a signature from parents, and many times I just sign it by myself.
可是后来很讨厌那个期中考试的时候，那个大的成绩单发下来了，我没有办法再把那个换掉，因为我爸爸妈妈知道有那个期中考试。
But that only works for small exams. When the final comes, I cannot do that because.
那可气的是，那一张成绩单包括了整个半个学期的成绩。
But unfortunately, in the final grade sheet, it includes every single exam I took.
所以那一次是我唯一一次，濒临于离家出走的边缘。
So that's the only time I remember that I'm almost on the edge of leaving home.
我离家出走的信已经写好了。
I almost wrote a letter to my parents.
所以说实话，我不是一个很有 discipline 的人。
So truly, I'm not a person with much discipline.
那到了大学，这个卓勇最清楚了。到了大学，我的学习方法就是，如果一个学期有三个月的话，我两个半月是放养。
So in college, now I'm talking about college. Probably Brother 卓勇 knew me much better. So if the semester has 3 months.
我做我自己
months, I will just there, like,
做我自己的事，爱看我爱看的书，然后我自己跑回家去，然后也不上课。
So I didn't attend classes very often. I just
其实我没那么坏，头上两个礼拜我还是在课堂里面。
So maybe in the first 2 weeks I showed up in class.
但是我有一个难处。
But I had a difficulty.
我没办法听老师讲课。
I cannot concentrate to listen what the teacher taught.
我要自己看那个书，我才会懂。我听不懂。
I'd rather read the books by myself.
那这个我也要做见证的。信主以后，我发现神完全医治我耳朵的病。
So I want to testify here that after I believe Jesus Christ,
he cured
me in this particular problem with my ears.
刚刚来教会的，我可以从头，可能也不是刚刚了，但是。大部分我都能够从头听到尾。
I found out that after I came to church, I can listen.
我如果在大学上课的话，没有多久我就魂游向外了。
But if when I was in college, just after a few minutes listening to the teacher, I feel like myself is not in the classroom.
然后，所以我就是最后突击两个礼拜。
So only for the 2 weeks before the final exam, I will study very hard.
哎，第一个学期我发现成绩还不错。
So I discovered that first semester my score is really not that bad.
It works. 所以这就成了我的学习的 pattern.
So I liked it, and that becomes my studying pattern.
所以我是怎么学的呢？我是自学的。
So I almost feel like I learn things by self-study.
或者用英文说 I'm a self-studying student.
So like English said, I'm a self-studying student.
那第二句话做门徒的，我愿意告诉大家 There is no self-study.
As for disciples, As for discipleship, there's no self-study.
这是我们常常的难处。我们觉得我只要把圣经拿来，把律法拿来，把主的标准拿来，把别人的讲道拿来，我就可以做一个好的基督徒。
Many times, our difficulties will feel like we just need some good teachings, some standards, some good message, and I will be a good Christian.
但是门徒比这一个要高得多。
But to be a disciple is much higher than that.
我的意思是比这个要宝贵得多。
Much more precious than that.
如果一样东西你就是听一听学一学你就学得来的话，这个不是主要的门徒。
It is not something you can just learn by briefly hearing a message.
主说凡不背着十字架跟从我的就不能做我的门徒。
Jesus said, anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
第三个，主耶稣在路加福音十九章说，人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
In Luke chapter 19, Jesus said, Son of man came to seek and save what was lost.
人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
Son of man came to seek and save what was lost.
如果你把这句话跟刚才我们的题目来跟从我放在一起。
If you put this verse together with the title that we just read, to follow me.
你就懂得什么是世上的人。
You can understand who was the one who was lost.
我们常常觉得一个不能够上天堂的人，他是世上的人。
Many times we feel like one who cannot go to heaven, he's the one who gets lost.
但是主的话要告诉我们，凡不来跟从我的，就是世上的人。
But according to Jesus' own word, anyone who does not follow me is the one who lost.
凡是得救的，都是门徒。
All who were saved are disciples.
所以我给用第三句俗话说，没有选修的。
So let me use a common saying that this is not an elective lesson.
许多时候我们觉得信主是必修的，但是跟从主做门徒是选修的。
Many times we feel like to believe is necessary, but to follow is optional.
但是主的话要告诉我们，我们如果不跟从主，我们就是迷失的。
But Lord's own words told us that we do not follow Him, we are the one who lost.
没有 gray area, 没有中间地带。
There is no gray area.
记得一个故事，一个弟兄他收养很多孤儿。
There's a story that a brother he raised many orphans.
那他不但做好事，抚养他们，让这些孩子们得到照顾。他更是把主的话交给他们。
He not only took care of them, but also taught them words of God.
他说见证有一次，他就跟这些小朋友讲《路加福音》十六章财主和拉撒路的故事。
He testified that once he shared with the children, chapter 16 in Luke, about the rich man and the Lazarus.
那财主生前是享福，但是做了许多的恶。
The rich man enjoyed his life, but he did many evil things.
那拉撒路呢？他受了许多的苦，但是死后，那就看见他们两个去了不同的地方。
Well, Lazarus suffered a lot in his life, but after death, they went to different places.
那财主去了一个地方叫做阴间。
So the rich man went to a place called Hades.
那拉撒路去了一个地方叫亚伯拉罕的怀里。
And Lazarus came to the bosom of Abraham.
那财主在那个地方是他说我的口极干，我巴不得拉撒路可以到我这里来用水蘸蘸我的舌头。
The rich man said that he's so thirsty that he wanted Lazarus to come to his place and dip his finger in the water and kind of put some water in his tongue.
然后亚伯拉罕就对这个财主说，他说你生前享过福，拉撒路受过苦。
And Abraham told the rich man that you enjoyed your life and Lazarus suffered.
所以今天他在得安慰，你在受苦，但是只是你我中间有深渊限定，不能从这一边到那一边。
But now Lazarus had his comfort, but and you are in the suffering, and between you and me there's a great there's a great
divide. 那讲完故事了，这个弟兄就问小朋友，他说：“小朋友啊，你们谁要做财主，谁要做拉撒路？”
So after the story, the brother asked the children that who's willing to be the rich man, who's willing to be Lazarus.
现在小朋友都很聪明，那个小朋友就举手，他说：“我活着时候要做财主，我死了要做拉撒路。”
So nowadays the children are smart. They say that, well, in, when I'm living in this world, I would rather be the rich man, and when I die, I want to be Lazarus.
小孩子是很诚实的。
So the children, they are honest.
我想，其实常常这是我们心里的感觉。
I feel like many times this is what's truly in our own heart.
那我们常常，我们的天平常常是摇摇摆摆。
The balance in our hearts kind of wave from this side to the other side.
到底谁在我们心里的分量重？
Who is heavier in our hearts?
到底我们要什么？
What we really want.
那我想，这是很简单，把门徒的意思看一看。那接下来我们就看刚才马太福音第四章这里主的呼召。
Let us look at the Lord's calling again in Matthew chapter 4.
主耶稣到地上来，我们发现有一个特点。
We'll find a special thing when Jesus came to the earth.
他常常说我来。
Often he said, I come.
他常常也呼召人来。
And often he called people to come to him.
主耶稣他隐藏了三十年，到他出来传道的时候，他开头的信息是说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
Jesus hid himself about 30 years, but when he first started to preach, he said, "Kingdom of God is near, and repent."
这也就是施洗约翰的信息。
This is the same message that the Baptist John preached.
这就是。呼召当时世代的人，特别是许多在犹太教里的人，你们要离开那条悖逆的道路。
It's a calling to those people living in this repentative world.
你要悔改，要回头。
To repent, to turn away.
可是施洗约翰只能传到这里，他只能传悔改的喜。
But Baptist John can only preach, his preach can only stop there.
他只能做预备的工作，他说你们要回转。
He's only a preparation.
那耶稣也传你们要悔改，但是耶稣就有下面的话可说。他说：“你们要来跟从我。”
Jesus not only preached that you need to repent, but he has following words.
我想我们不但要听见，许多时候我们能够听见主说你们要悔改。
Many times we can hear that the Lord said you need to repent.
但是我们更需要听见主说你来跟从我。
But truly, we need to hear Lord's word.Come and follow me.
那这个召是圣经里面一个很重要的字。
Calling is a very special word in the scripture.
为什么呢？因为我们的神他是一位有旨意的神。
Why? Because our God is a God who has his own will.
那他不但我想用 purpose， 他不但是有 purpose。
Not only he has purpose.
而且他是一位。A God of purpose.
But he's also a God of purpose.
那因为他有他的旨意，所以他就开始做工。
And he started his work because of that.
但是神怎么做呢？神做工怎么做呢？
But how God do his work?
神做工从哪里开始做呢？
Where he started from?
我们读四福音，你都发现主耶稣出来传道的时候，他一面传道，一面医病，但是更重要的传道医病，说实话，那是一个预备的工作。真正主耶稣要传的信息，就是他的呼召，来跟从我。
If you read the four Gospels, you can see that not only Jesus preached word of God, not only he cured diseases, but what he mainly do is to call people to follow him.
所以我想可以这么说，神借着呼召来做他的工作。
So I can say this way that God started his work through calling.
其实神缺什么？
So actually what God is in the lack of?
神要你我做什么？
What he wanted us to do?
真正说就是信而顺从。
To the what he truly needs is those who believe and obey.
那个根据就是根据主来呼召我们， 什么时候我们听见主的工作，什么时候就是神在我们身上工作。
This is based on the Lord's calling. Whenever we hear God's work, that's where His work starts on us.
说错了，什么时候神听见我们听见神的呼召，我们就知道神在我们身上做工。
Whenever we hear His calling, that we can know His work started on us.
那我们能最好做神工作的方式，就是能够来听他的声音，能够来认识他的呼召，也来顺服他的呼召。
The best way to do God's work is to listen His calling and to understand His calling and follow His calling.
刚刚我们读的这一段里面，主呼召了四位门徒。
We just read that Jesus called four disciples.
两对两对，彼得跟安德烈兄弟两个，然后雅各和约翰兄弟两个。
Two brothers, Peter and Andrew and James and John.
这个时候，应当主耶稣已经认得他们一段时间，他们也看过主耶稣在迦拿把水变成酒。
And at that time, Jesus already knew these brothers for a moment of time, period of time, and they must have seen Jesus who changed water into wine.
他们在基督的身上已经看见了神的荣耀。
They've seen glory of God from Christ.
他们也知道这就是那位要来的基督。
And they knew this is the Christ to come.
但是我们发现这一个呼召门徒这件事情是一个继续不断的呼召。
But we can see that this calling of disciples is a contiguous work.
那这一次呼召只是在那当中的一次。
And this calling is just one of the callings of several.
可是马太几乎你看见，当马太福音第四章主耶稣30岁出来，这个幔子一打开，原来主耶稣31岁以前有什么事情我们知道的不多，好像有个幔子把它盖起来。但是到30岁的时候，这个幔子就打开，主所做的就和他所说的就记载在四福音里面。
We really don't know too much about Jesus' life before 30 years, but when it has been unveiled after the 30 years, when he started to preach and share gospel, we start to see what he did.
那马太福音、马可福音和约翰福音都是从主的呼召开头的。
And Matthew, Mark, and John, they all started from the calling of the Lord.
而路加福音记载的主耶稣说到十字架和门徒的话是最重的话。
And according to the Gospel of Luke, the word is heaviest when refers to the cross and follow him.
所以这是一件在主耶稣心里面，这是一件非常重要的事情。
So to Jesus, this is a very, very important thing.
可以说是他来到地上的目的。
We can say that it is the purpose why he came to the earth.
这个等一下我们也许会看到。
Yeah, we may have some time to refer to it later.
那我想来说一说这个这些打鱼的门徒。
I want to share a little bit about these disciples who are fishers.
我们可以，这是一幅图画，我想我们就看其中三样东西。
There's a picture that we can see three things.
这里说到，他们这四个彼得、雅、安德烈、约翰跟雅各，他们生活的环境是生活在哪里？
Here it talks about their living environment for these brothers, Peter, Andrew, and James and John.
大家找不找得出来？第一个说他们在哪里打鱼？
So where do they fish?
他们在海里打鱼。所以他们可以说是海之子，其实呢是加利利海是一个湖，但是圣经叫它海 sea， 他们是海之子。
It's translated to be sea, but actually it's a lake. It's the lake of Galilee.
Yeah, so they are the sons of the sea.
So you can call them sons of the sea.
那第二个，他们手里拿的什么？
So what second? What do they have in their hands?
彼得和安德烈手里拿的什么？
What do they have in their hands?
Net.
Net.
网。然后第三个，他们是靠着他们的船，在他们的船上打网，在他们的船上打鱼，也在他们的船上捕网。这个船可以就说，这是第三个船。
Third, we can notice that the boat where they We use the boat and the net to catch fish.
那有时候我们读圣经，我们就想，我也不是打鱼的，我也没有住在2000年前。那也许冯牧师还有点体会，他住在海岛边上的。但是其他人，我们想这段圣经跟我有什么关系呢？
And many times when we read the scripture, we think we're not fishermen and we don't live by sea. So these verses probably don't relate to me.
我不知道你有没有听过这样一句话。
Maybe you've heard this saying, maybe not.
And so I've got a bigger fish to catch.
有的时候我们说我有一条更大的鱼要打。
其实我们每一个人都在这个世界的海里。
Actually, we are all in this, we are all in the sea of this world.
这个海是这个世界是很可爱的。
We feel like the world is very lovely.
海里面有许许多多的鱼。
There are all kinds of fishes in this world.
那这个鱼你还不太不你不需要去人工去养。
You don't have to raise them by yourself.
牲畜还是要人工要养。这个鱼是最健康的食物。
If you're like livestock, you have to raise by yourself, but fishes, you don't have to. And fish seems to be the healthiest food man can get.
神造这个地的时候，就是用生命来充满这个地，所以神是用鱼来充满这个海。
When God created the earth, He filled the earth with life, especially for the sea, He created fishes.
但是等到人堕落以后呢，这个海我当然我不敢这么说哈，但是最起码我知道将来新天新地是没有海的。这个但是海现在成了兴风作浪的地方。
So my understanding is nowadays in the world that the sea is a place for all kinds of waves.
不错，你在海里你可以打到许多的鱼，但是要打鱼你要冒一点险。
Truly, you can catch fishes in the sea, but you have to take risk.
所以四福音里面给我们看见主耶稣和他和门徒在船上在风浪中的情形。
In the four Gospels, you can read many stories about Jesus and his disciples on the sea.
所以我想我虽然不是渔夫，但是我去到那些 office building, 那些办公楼，那就是我的海。
So even though I'm not a fisherman, but when you're getting closer to those office buildings, you can see that truly these are our seas.
你到 monster.com, 你打Java 或者你打 programmer 你 click search 出来的那一些那就是我的海。
On internet you can search a lot of job related stuff and you get so many results.
那像万老师上次讲他去上海，你到那个证券市场，你看见许多人抬着头在看，许多人低着头在看，那就是他们的海。
Do you remember last time Sister Wan shared when they went back to China and they went to the stock market in Shanghai?And there are so many people there, they just look in the screen and look up and down for the screen.
渔夫在出海之前是充满了盼望。
So fishermen always have full of hope before they start.
但是家人都为他们担心。
But their family will always worry about them.
这个是海，海很可爱，但是海也很翻腾。
This is what sea like.Sometimes they're lovely, sometimes they're roaring.
主就是在海边来呼召门徒。
But our Lord called his disciples by the seaside.
你有没有 net? 你有没有网?
Do you have a net or a boat?
我在想，我每一个月我把 time sheet 填了，寄出去，那过了不久，一张 check 就寄回来。
In our work, every month I fill the time sheet and send it out, and I will get a check back.
可以说我的 career 就是我的事业就是我的网。
So actually, my career is like my net.
我的 resume, 我的经历就是我的网。
So or like my resume, my experience is like my net.
我的学位就是我的网。
My degree, my diploma.
我的知识就是我的网。
Is my net.
我的才干就是我的网。
My knowledge, my talent is my net.
许多时候我们求主说，主啊，把我的网变大一点。
Many times our prayer is, Lord, give me a bigger net.
但是主在海边呼召门徒说你要来跟从我，彼得就撇下网跟从了耶稣。
But the Lord called the disciples by the seaside and said, come and follow me. And Peter, he discarded his net and followed Jesus.
那我想我再说一句重的话，网可以打鱼。
And I want to share here also that net can be used to catch fish.
但是网也可以打人。
But net can be used to catch people.
很多时候去打鱼的把鱼抓在网里，但他自己也被抓在那只网里。
So many times the net was used to catch fish, but the fisherman himself was caught in the net.
今天 CNN 昨天和今天 the most popular video 最流行的一个录像一个简短的采访。
There's a video clip, most popular video in the CNN network.
这个人叫 Dave Chappelle.
There's a report about a person called Dave Chappelle.
那两三年前他开始在 Comedian Central 我是没有看这个 channel 但是我是看见这个新闻他在 Comedian Central 这个节目上面他开始了一个 show
About 2-3 years ago he started a show in Comedian Central
两年一炮就打响
And in 2 years he became very popular
第三个 season 第三季度第三个年度这个 Comedian Central 就跟他签了一份 $50 million contract五千万的合同。
So in his third year, he got this contract of $50 million.
那很多人应当就是梦寐以求的事。
So this many people dreamed about.
可是这一个 comedian 这个喜剧演员，他结果突然他失踪了。
But this comedian suddenly disappeared.
后来大家才知道他跑到非洲去了。
But later people found that he went to Africa.
那我想我很简单给我不是做 CNN 的广告但是我想从他的身上特别从这些喜剧演员你去看他的经历可以让我们明白人生
So the reason I want to share about this comedian is probably you can learn something about life
他的确拿到了一张很大的网但是这个人 run away 他跑走了他说他觉得他的感觉他觉得他像一个妓女一样
He got this huge net, but he chose to run away because he feel like he's like a prostitute.
我就念几句话，请武雷翻译。他说 ，So many people have vested interest in how you make your money.
在这里他写了一下他的感想，他就说，许多人都是把投资在怎样赚钱的方法上面。
There was suddenly so much negativity in the elements of my life.
但是突然我就在我生活中有这许多负面的影响。
Under pressure, under stress, in confusion.
我就是在痛苦压力迷惑当中。
It just keeps me working. You feel like you're working for $50 million, but I feel miserable.
所以这些就叫我迫使我去不断工作，虽然是为着五千万来工作，但是就叫我痛苦。
And he said, I'm like for what?
So, 我到底是为什么？
然后最后他说 ，Now the confusion is gone, and I always think I have things I can fall back to. I still have two great kids.
当这些他最后说，他说当这些迷惑过去的时候，我发现我还有一些可以留下来的，就是我还有两个可爱的孩子。
所以我想，这是让我们能够看得见，一个撒网的人，他自己常常也落在这个网里面。
From this story, we can see that many times the fisher who cast the net, sometimes he himself fell into the net.
所以很多人说，像彼得一样 ，I've still got my boat. 我还有我的船。
Like Peter, he still has his boat.
I still got things I can fall back to.
他仍然可以还有事情，他可以回到原来的事情。
所以你有什么东西你可以 fall back to？
Do you have anything that you can fall back to?
我想很多人像这个 Dave Chappelle, I've got two great kids, I've got three great kids.
很多人也许你像这个 Dave 一样，就是你觉得哦，也许我至少还有两个可爱的孩子，或者还有三个孩子。
那我们说这些车子、房子、船，这些都没有关系。
So we feel like oh, the cars, the houses, the boats, probably they are not relevant.
但是我们人生中还有一些很重要的关系，这是我们的船。
There are many much more precious relationships. These are my boat.
但是主就是在海边，在彼得撒网的时候，在约翰在船上的时候，主来到加利利的海边来呼召门徒。
But the Lord came to the seaside of Galilee and called Peter, Andrew, James, and John when they're casting nets.
主说来跟从我。
He said, "Come and follow me."
他要叫他们从世界的里面脱离。
He asked them to be away from the world.
他要叫他们从自己的能力里面脱离。
Be away from their own power.
他也要叫他们从自己的安全地带脱离。
Be away from their own safe zone.
你有没有听见主呼召你？
Have you ever heard the calling of the Lord?
我想这是我们每一天要问主的问题。
This is a question that we need to ask the Lord every day.
不然我们就不能说我们是跟从耶稣的。
Otherwise, I cannot call myself one who followed Jesus.
求主给我们一个清楚的眼睛。
May the Lord give us a clear sight.
像我就提主的呼召，我想这个来字实在是一个很宝贵的字。
Let me mention that the word calling is a very precious one.
刚才在希伯来书里面，在我们在主跟我们说你来之前，主他自己先跟父神说我来。
In the book of Hebrews, we just read that before Jesus said come, he said to the Father, I come.
大家有没有听清楚这句话？在主呼召门徒说你来之前，是主自己说我来。
Before Jesus called the disciples to come, he said to the Father, I come.
我们怎么能够做主的门徒？
How can we become a disciple?
希伯来书刚刚那一段，我想我自己读的时候常常也是，那里献祭，我觉得读来读去我都晕掉了。
So maybe if you just only focus about offering sacrifice, you'll get confused.
我们就简单一点，那里有三个一次。
Let us look at simply. There are three times referred to the word one time.
诚实的讲，许多时候对十字架，我知道十字架很大，但是我承认我对十字架的认识很小。
We know that the cross is very important, but we also know that our understanding is very limited.
到底在十字架上，客观的，基督为我们成就了救赎，成就了怎么样的工作？
How Jesus fulfilled His work for us on the cross? Objectively.
希伯来说三个一次, once for all.
So in Hebrews it tells us that once for all.
Once forever.
Once forever.
Once forever perfect.
Once for every perfect.
就是一次全部，一次永远，一次完全。
Once for all, once forever, and once forever.
这是基督在十字架上所做的事。
This is what Jesus fulfilled.
全人类的罪，历世历代的罪，他一次献上 ，once for all.
The sins of all human and for all generations, he offered himself once for all.
那我们说，我有过去犯的罪，我有现在的罪，我还有将来的罪。基督说 ，once forever.
And you may sin before. And now, and you will see in future. But Jesus said that once for all, He offered Himself.
哎呀，我们觉得
once for ever.
God is for big things. 大的是神管, but God is not for small things. 小的是神不管.
Sometimes we feel like God is for big things, not for small things.
很多时候我们觉得我身上有许许多多的小罪，但是我没有大罪，所以感谢神.
So many times we praise the Lord just because we think we only have small things and not big things.
完全是不可能的.
So we think that perfectness is not possible.
但是基督在十字架上, once forever perfect.
But Jesus perfect once for all on the cross.
他满足我们一切的需要，他平静我们一切的意愿。
He satisfied all our needs and he gave peace to all our minds.
这个是基督说我来。
This is why Jesus said I come.
但是基督来不但把客观的 神的救赎成就在我们的，成就在人类的历史上，而且他也开辟了一条又新又活的路。
But Jesus not only fulfilled the salvation objectively, but He also gave us a living way, a new and living way to us.
就是他不但付上了赎价，而且他也成为我们的道路，我们可以跟随效法的榜样。
Not only he paid the price, but he also becomes our way and become an example that we can follow.
所以我很喜欢希伯来书这一段主耶稣的祷告，这是很特别的一段话，因为四福音里面没有记载主耶稣说过这句话，是希伯来书的作者把这段主耶稣的祷告给了我们。
So I like this prayer of Jesus, our Lord, very much because it's not recorded in the Gospels but recorded in the Hebrews.
他说：“基督到世上来，就说：神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体。”燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的，那时我说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
When Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased. Then I said, here I am, it is written about me in a scroll, I have come to do your will, O God.
那有一本书，历史书叫做 Caesar and Christ， 凯撒与基督。
There's a book called Caesar and Christ。
我们记得凯撒大帝有一句名言，很多人很喜欢。
We know there's a famous thing of Caesar。
他说：“我来了，我看见了，我征服了。
”He said, "I come, I see, and I conquered."
那一个是撒旦的灵。
That's a spirit from Satan。
那一个是己的灵。
That's a spirit of self。
这里基督说。你你你
Here Jesus said, Christ said, you, you and you.
你不愿意的，你不喜欢的，你的旨意，你的话。
Here it says that sacrifice and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings, you did not desire.
这是羔羊的灵。
This is the spirit of the lamb.
我愿意跟大家看一首诗歌。
I want to share a song.
我想实在很多很美好的诗歌，它能够把基督的灵把它表明出来。
I think this hymn truly reveals the spirit of Christ.
诗歌五百零八首。
That's hymn 508.
我只念几节。
I will read a few paragraphs.
我想我念头三节跟最后一节。
The first three and the last one.
我们可以去体会这个姊妹，她写这首诗，她里面的灵。我念一句，我来念一句。父，我知道我的一生，你已替我分好。
Father, I know that all my life is portioned out for me.
所有必须发生变更，我不害怕看到。
The changes that are sure to come, I do not fear to see.
我求你赐长久忠诚，存心讨你欢笑。
I ask thee for a present mind, intent to pleasing thee.
第二节，我求要得有益的爱，时常警醒的会。
I ask thee for a softer love, through constant watching wise.
常以笑容欢迎事态，擦干不仅眼泪。
To meet the glad with joyful smiles, to wipe the weeping eyes.
心能与他自己合拍，好来同情安慰。
A heart at leisure for itself to soothe and sympathize.
我不要有不安意志，急忙到东到西。
I would not have the restless will that hurries to and fro.
要求要做几件大事。或要明白秘密
Seeking for some great things to do or secret things to know.
我要被待如同孩子，所往都是受益。
I would be treated as a child and guided where I go.
第八节
The eighth paragraph.
你爱锁定我的选择，不是我的捆锁。
In service which thy will appoints, there are no bonds for me.
我在暗中受你领帅。以诗你的见证
My inmost heart is taught the truth that makes thy children free
一生充满舍己的爱就是自由一生
A life of self-renouncing love is one of liberty
最后这一句话一生充满舍己的爱就是自由一生
Notice in the very last one says A life of self-renouncing love is one of liberty
基督说看啊我来了为要照你的旨意行
Jesus says here I come to do your will.
这是呼召我们的主，然后主就向我们说，你来。
And then our Lord said, you come.
刚刚我们读到马太福音第十一章。
We just read Matthew chapter 11.
主说，凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。
The Lord said that those are weary and heavily burdened, come to me.
因为世界上最重的担子，他替我们担了。
Because he have took the heaviest burden for us.
的确，我们在这个世界，在这个海里面有许许多多的重担。
Truly, in this world, in this sea, we have many burdens.
有身体上的，有精神上的。
Some are bodily, some are spiritually.
有家里面的，有家外面的。
Some are from within the family, some are from outside the family.
许多时候不要讲到全人类的问题，就是我们一个人的问题。如果我们真要花时间去跟着一个人，帮助他，替他解决他问题的时候，我们发现这是一个没有止境的工作。
Not to mention the problems for the whole mankind, but many times, if you truly want to help just one person, you will find it can truly burn us out.
谁肯来为我们解决一切的重担？
Who are willing to resolve our problems?
谁能够解决我们一切的问题？
Who can carry our burdens and solve our problems?
主说，凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
我相信安息是门徒的记号。
I believe the rest is a mark for disciple.
但是很多时候我们只是在我们所想的安息里面。
But many times we are only rest in our own rest.
主说，不要只停在这里，你来，你要负我的额，学我的样式。
But the Lord said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
他是我们的主，他也是我们的老师。
He's
他要教导我们。
He's also our teacher. He will teach us.
他要呼召我们。
And he will call us.
所以我想从彼得、安德烈、约翰、雅各他们顺服主的呼召我们可以看见。
So from how Peter, Andrew, James and John followed Jesus' calling?
门徒不是从训练而产生的，门徒是从主的呼召而产生的。
So discipleship was not generated from a training, but from a calling.
或者这么说，真正主在我们身上的 training, 真正主要给我们的训练。
So, or let us say this way, the truly training that our Lord will have on us.
就是要我们学习来听见他的呼召，然后要我们背起十字架来答应他的呼召。
Is to learn to listen to his calling and carry our cross and follow him.
但是主的灵是安息的灵，我们不用怕，不用怕十字架太重，不用怕没有世界，我们的世界会太苦。
But our Lord's spirit is a very peaceful spirit. You do not have to be afraid that the cross is too heavy for you, or without our own net, we cannot live in this world.
主说，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，因为我的心里柔和谦卑，这样你们必找到安息。
The Lord said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for yourselves.
但愿主在我们的生命中呼召我们，也得着我们。
May the Lord call us in our lives and get us.